What's up, drinkers? It's the OG from the SLC. The Sagster, the Gaggy, the Baggy, me Maggie. And of course, I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Samantha, my saucy, beautiful girl. What's good, girl? You sexy ass snack.
I thought you were gonna say snake.
But also valid.
It's all good. Nothing is really new. We're just chilling, having a beverage.
A beverage, per usual. We're out here in the Utah air, just trying to survive. We're all smoking like 7 packs out here.
That's what the air looks like anyway. It's pretty rough.
Okay, guys. Today we're going to talk about some social media-ish. The woes, the likes.
The dislikes.
The dislikes.
The double taps.
Double tap that ass, everybody.
And then, as usual, we'll tell some random stories to keep this just as random as ever. Maggie, what did I really want this episode to be about, and you nixed it? You destroyed all my dreams.
So much like Seinfeld, this is a show about nothing. So Miss Samantha, when I said, what should we talk about this week? She said, what if we talk about snacks? I said, elaborate. And she said, snacks around the world. And I said, what the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know.
We're going to eat our way around the world today.
That's not completely out of the realm of possibility. Okay. Because yesterday, I really wanted pizza, but I couldn't decide what type I wanted, so I ordered 3 different types of pizza. I ordered 3 pizzas. By myself.
It'll be food for a week.
I know, but can you imagine what that pizza guy thought? He probably thinks he's pulling up to this raging party and it's just one girl in the house.
You know, he doesn't know.
Maybe all my friends were coming.
Yeah.
All 4 of them.
I always think delivery people, whenever I go to a restaurant, they're judging me. Whenever I go to In-N-Out, I hate when I order a shit ton of food for myself. And they're like, will you be eating this in your car? And I always say no. But am I going to be eating it in the car? Yes. Do I want them to know I park 50 feet away from the In-N-Out and eat it in my car by myself? No.
I hate when you order food online and the delivery comes and they give you like 4 sets of utensils. Yes.
And you're like, and you're wow.
Like, oh, just me. I'm going to eat it all in one sitting, so.
It's okay. We're getting our body's right. Our body's tight for the 2019 season.
Yep. I guess 2020 will be the year in which I stick to my healthy eating and lifestyle resolution. Because it hasn't happened, you know, since 91, when I was born. So,
number one goal, next year I'm gonna be fire. Yes. But I'm not starting this year, just next year.
I'll start next year, January 1st, 2020. It's gonna go down.
Do you have anything that happened to you this week? How's your challenge of doing something new every day going?
I forgot for 2 days.
I told you to write them down, you anus.
I have been, but I didn't write them down the 2 days, and then I'm like,
what did I do?
I don't even remember those days at all.
Maybe you had snacks around the world.
Yeah, maybe. Perhaps I did. I did, though, last week we left off, I was going to meet up with my friends with benefits.
Yes.
Right? So you pieced out of here, and then he came over a bit later. And we were hanging out, watching Bird Box, snuggling, like, everything was going good. Like, we were cuddling, everything was fine. It was like I said a few weeks ago. The signs were out there.
Okay.
And it's also not, like, the first time we've hung out. We usually hang out and bang it out.
Oh, my God.
That was a really embarrassing thing for me to say.
Throwing up.
Anyway, no moves were made during Bird Box. So then after, he says, well, what should we do now? And I go, I don't know. Just like,
double tap.
Yeah, exactly. double tap that ass.
Samantha just threw her pen across the entire room. Are you pissed? No. She mad.
It's
she
just, mad. It's like that scene in Pretty Woman. It's just really slippery.
But that night?
That night, apparently nothing was slippery, okay? And so he literally is just like, well, you can just put on whatever was on before I got here. And I go, Real Housewives of Atlanta? He's like, yeah, that's fine. That's perfect. Let's watch Real Housewives of Atlanta. So I'm thinking in my head, like, oh, it's just going to be background noise. And then the magic will happen. Right? No. He gets really into Real Housewives of Atlanta, starts asking me all these questions. And then after it ends, he's like, well, I'm going out of town tomorrow, so I have to go home and, like, pack and stuff. And so I was like, okay, right. So then he just leaves.
Okay.
No hug, no kiss, nothing. He just, like, literally pieces out. And I'm thinking, it was the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me. Okay?
So, Samantha, what did you do after this? You shot him a little text, didn't you?
Well, so right after he left, I was very confused, so I texted you about it.
Yeah.
And then after I was texting you, I was thinking about how stupid it was, so I sent him a text that was literally just a gif of Dwight from The Office making a, like, face, like a confused face, a disapproving face. I don't know how to describe this without showing the gif. He sends back a question mark, and I say, don't take this the wrong way, but you're a bit of an idiot. He did not respond to that.
Okay.
In all fairness, I probably wouldn't have either. And then the next day, he still hadn't responded, so I sent another text, and I just said, sorry, I guess it was kind of on me too. Have fun, like, on your trip.
So, no text back to that?
No, and it's been a week. So, not only do I think that I ruined the benefits part, I think that I also ruined the friends part. Like,
oh no. When she texted me, I was like, maybe he just wanted to hang out with you. Ever thought about that?
No.
So, Come on, Samantha.
I don't know. I was thinking the other day, have I ever had a guy in my life who's just a friend who isn't, like, related to me or one of my friend's boyfriends? And I don't think I've ever had just, like, a straight-up dude friend that was straight.
No way.
Yeah, that was straight. Like, I have a bunch of gay friends.
Yeah.
Love them, but if they were straight, they probably wouldn't be my friends either. Like,
she has no love for the straight guys.
No, I have too much love for the straight guys. That's the issue. Too much love for the straight dudes.
Runs too deep. I don't know, man.
It's not my fault that they're just drawn to me sexually. In all fairness, I have tried to have straight guy friends, and it never works out because they either end up falling for me, or I end up falling for them, or we'll get drunk and bang it out, and then we're not friends anymore, because it's been, we've crossed that line. Like, you've seen me naked, you can't just be a friend now.
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know what advice to give you.
None.
Or if there's any advice to give. I don't think so.
It's a lost cause. It's just dead.
No straight friends, 2019. Going good.
Hey. Maybe that will be one of the things I can do.
Yeah.
This year. I can have a straight male friend for one day.
Until he falls madly in love with you. Sexually. Oh yes. My god.
So what happened to you this week? Anything good?
Well, just something funny. I was on the way here, and there was a car in front of me with the license plate Dem Boys with a Z, and I was like, I just want to know who is this person.
Okay.
So I pulled up next to them, and it was an old lady.
Stop it! Like, how old? Like, grandma old?
I don't know if you've ever seen Jackass, but she kind of looked like Don Vito from Jackass.
Maybe it was her.
Maybe. But I was like, I really wish I knew the backstory. Why did she choose an old lady to get her license plate, Dem Boys?
First of all, who even gets vanity plates these days?
She's just in there listening to
like gangster rap.
And also I found out that Post Malone, I knew he lived in Utah, obviously, but he lives right up the street from our work. And I...
Oh my god.
I'm seriously considering going on a stalking mission.
Going on a stalking spree. Hashtag stalking spree.
Because I love the Post, and I don't know. I'm going to pull, maybe I'll do a roadblock. I'll wear, like, a neon vest, and I'll be like, emergency! And then he'll pull over, and I'll be like, here's my podcast business card.
We love you.
I love you. You're a sexy man.
Well, with his new truck, like, you could see that coming from a mile away. Right? So it would be very easy to spot. However,
yeah,
if there's anyone in this world that looks like a construction worker, it's not you.
Post, we love you. Come on, podcast.
Speaking of Post Malone.
Yeah.
This dude that I know.
Oh, hell.
Made a Facebook status.
Okay.
It is the most confusing shit I've ever read.
I'm so excited.
Let me get my reading voice on. For the last 2 years, after getting out of a very bad relationship, I slept on a mattress that even a homeless person would snark at. Since moving to OKC, aka Oklahoma City, I have slept on a good mattress and experienced true happiness. Night before last, I found the love of my life. And last night, I was best friends with Post Malone.
What?
Every night is an adventure now. Good night.
Is that because he got a new mattress and now the world is just, it's open to all the possibilities?
I don't fucking know.
I'm so confused.
And then he says, the night before last, I found the love of my life. What is that? A dog? A cat? Did you dream of a girl?
Is it the mattress?
Is it a new drug? Is it the new mattress?
Is it the mattress?
And he says, every night's an adventure. Trust me, sir. No, it's not. If you're talking about it's an adventure on your mattress, no. Nuh-uh. Not happening.
Apparently Post Malone was there and they were best friends.
On his mattress.
Okay, I'm so confused.
Well, like, this had to have been a dream, right? He found the love of his life and, like, hung out with Post Malone.
Is this a poem? Is this poetry?
No. I think it's alcohol-induced posting. I just don't understand. Like, he gets a new mattress, cool. And then what, he just goes immediately into what he dreamt the night before last?
Without any segue of, like, and then I had a fantastic dream. Will you please just message him and say, is this real or is this...
I'm just gonna send... I'm typing in his name right now. Wait, did I delete his number?
He is on a journey. He is transcending.
I definitely did.
But if he is friends with Post Malone, real life...
I'm just gonna send him on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, just please clarify this status.
I'm just going to send the picture status of it and say, what? Please clarify. Okay. We'll see if he messages back. Okay.
So, this bird box challenge thing. Oh my god. People are taking it too fucking far. I swear to god, it's ridiculous. I hate every challenge that...
Let's just go through the challenges that we know of so far, okay?
Okay.
Cinnamon challenge.
Yes.
The Kiki fucking challenge.
Okay, the fucking Kiki challenge. Nothing triggers me more.
Tide Pod challenge.
The Tide Pod challenge.
Is that a fucking, like, oh my god, these people are so stupid. Then there was this one challenge, I don't even remember what it was called, but it, like, these kids on YouTube... were throwing, like, flammable liquid on their leg and then setting on fire and trying to put it out before it, like, burned them.
Yes. And people caught their whole bodies on fire.
People died.
Yeah. It all worth it for the gram, apparently.
Apparently.
Or for the Vine or what? Whatever these kids are doing. For the
Vine? Vine hasn't existed in, like, 4 years.
I don't know what the kids are doing these days. There was a news story in our city. This girl decided to do the bird box challenge while she was driving and slammed into a man's car and totaled it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
A 17-year-old girl. I'm like, I think we're just, the evolution of humans is going backwards. We're just gonna go straight back to ape status. And even right? They are probably smarter than us.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't try to fucking go crawl up a tree to get berries and bananas and shit blindfolded. You know what I mean?
So we'll be more of a degenerative type of ape, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And I am no better, because I, too, was in my house. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna put a blindfold on and see just how far I can go. And I got to the light switch, and I was sitting there turning it on and off. And I go, Preston, this light is not turning on and off. And he looks at me, and he's like, well, in my mind's eye, he looks at me, because I can't see anything. And he's like, you're really kidding, right? And I was like, no, this light is out. And I had a blindfold on the whole entire time. And he's like, mm-hmm. This is my girlfriend.
Stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And, you know, I call people idiots all the time. I'm like, this fucking idiot. Well, look in the mirror, my friend.
He's like, this mirror isn't working. Who painted the mirror black?
Jesus Christ. Yep. Yep.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dare do the bird box challenge even through my house, because just normally, even if I'm wearing my glasses, I'll fall up the goddamn stairs. If I was wearing a blindfold, I would kill myself in my own house by an accident. It would be
don't
bad.
Do it.
I would be stepping on the cats, the dog.
Falling down the wooden stairs. Just, you know, it's okay.
I'd try to light a candle, I'd light my whole house on fire, I'd be like, this fire isn't working.
So basically you do the other challenge of which setting yourself on fire while doing the bird box challenge. Why, just combine all the challenges into one, mix a Tide Pod,
with some cinnamon,
do the Kiki while you're fucking falling down the stairs while you're bird boxing around.
Well, that would be viral. Maybe I should do that.
Yes.
Do maybe. It for the gram.
Do it for the pod.
Oh my god.
The Tide Pod.
Speaking of doing things for the gram, last night, so I had asked my parents on Wednesday if they wanted to hang out on Friday. So my mom goes, yeah, sure, whatever, cool, let's hang out, I'll let you know what we do. She sends me a text yesterday afternoon, yesterday was Friday, and goes, hey, Dad and I are going to drinks at this bar, she told me the bar, at this time. With these people, and I'd invite you, but you can't come. And I go, what? Why? And she's like, well, our friend invited one of your ex-boyfriends, and I think he's going to come with his new girlfriend.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, but this ex-boyfriend, it's been 5 years since we dated.
I think the time has came and went.
And we dated for maybe 4 to 6 months. Like, it really wasn't that, like, anything that serious. And so I was like, this is going to be great. I'm going to show up looking fire. I'm going to show up. Everyone's going to be so shocked. It's going to be such good content. Okay? So I get all nervous. I get all ready. I'm like, okay, just do it. Just do it. You got to do it for the gram. You got to do it. You got to film it. I walk in. It's just my dad and my ex-boyfriend at the table. And they're both like, hi, what's up? That wasn't the shock I wanted. I go, where's mom and the other friends? And my dad goes, oh, they're outside. Go say hi to them. And so I go, okay. So I get my camera out, start filming. I walk outside and I'm like, hello. And my mom just goes, Sammy, you're here. You made it.
As if you invited me in the first place, ho.
And then I had two drinks with them. And we had a great night. And then I peaced out. And I text my ex-boyfriend, because he was there. And I just say, hey, I know that you're close friends with my mom's friends and also my parents. So I hope that we can be cool. I'd like to eventually be pals one day. Really working hard on getting this straight male friendship. And he just says, let's, with a smiley face. And I was like,
conversation ender. So that's a no.
So that's a no.
That was his polite way of saying, eh.
No, I'd rather not. Well, I thought for sure my number would be blocked. Because he really hated me when I broke up with God. Him. Oh, God. Tears. Alligator tears fell from his little eyeballs.
So his girlfriend did not come
Yeah, no, the girlfriend bar. Wasn't there. And I asked why his girlfriend was... I didn't ask him this. I asked other people. Yeah, of course. Why his girlfriend wasn't there. And my mom's friend said, I think he's embarrassed to bring her around us. She's apparently, like, late 40s. Sugar mama. And my mom's friend goes... I'm sure she's a really nice lady, but it must be embarrassing dating someone older than my wife. Yeah. Yeah, and then I walk in looking perfect, so. But
that is interesting. But how do you feel about just that? How does that make you feel?
Well, Dr. Maggie. Therapist Maggie.
I just shifted in my chair.
She did.
With my notebook.
Let me find a chaise lounge to land. Okay. On. You know, I might be single, and yesterday, maybe all I did was not put on pants, do some work, order 3 pizzas, and hang out with my dog.
Yeah.
But I do feel pretty good that I'm not dating, like, someone I'm embarrassed to bring around my friends.
True.
And I look pretty good, so I can't complain too much.
True. Dating someone that you're embarrassed to bring around, I'd rather just be single.
Unless they're giving me that cash. But good luck to you, man.
Man.
I don't have... We need a nickname for him.
Mm.
I used to say he looked like Napoleon Dynamite got big. Like, he's not fat, but so he's just, a tall, large
let's
dude.
Let's just call him Napoleon.
Yeah.
Which is also a funny, contradictory statement.
Yes.
Because... We all know Napoleon was a short guy.
Yeah, we can call him Napoleon.
Napoleon?
Okay. And I want to ask him to come on the podcast.
Do you think he would?
Maybe.
All right.
Well, I mean, we're pals now. He said let's.
So, Samantha, green light.
I just immediately text him, okay, what are you doing right now? Want to come over?
Want to go shopping? She's like, oh, God.
Want to go
what
shopping?
What do straight guys do?
What do straight guys do? Drink?
Grunt?
Spit?
They're just like, that's like all I think they do. And like, shake their fist. Like, punch each other.
I'm so mad. Straight white privilege. Like, Yep, I think that's probably it. We nailed it.
That's perfect.
Nailed it. Okay. Well, before we go into other social media stuff, is there anything you want to say?
Well, you wanted me to tell a story.
I've been thinking about this story all day.
And this will just add to...
The randomness.
The randomness, the idioticness of...
Socially drinking.
And myself.
Okay.
So, when I was little, I grew up going to Catholic schools. And I had this friend, and I thought she was just the bee's knees. I would go to church with her sometimes. I don't know why I wanted to be a Jesus freak. Who knows? So, I went to church with them once, went and accepted the communion. The body of Christ.
Body and blood of Christ.
Had a little wine. Had a little Jesus cracker.
Those Jesus crackers taste so fucking bad, but the wine is so good.
The wine is good. They taste like cardboard. It's like you put a little cardboard circle underneath my tongue.
My mom told me, okay, I'm going to deviate just for the shortest story ever. Okay. My mom told me this story of Grandma Shirley, who Grandma Shirley is very religious. Even when they go to the lake in Montana, they found a little Catholic church and they go every single Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Or at least they used to. They haven't as much lately just because of like health reasons and they're busy. But Grandma Shirley used to work at the Catholic school that my mom went to. And she would sneak into the chapel with her friends at the school and drink the wine.
No.
Yeah. Grandma Shirley would just be sneaking wine.
Grandma Shirley.
Okay, anyway. You accepted the...
Accepted.
Communion.
Accepted the body of Christ, which everyone should try once in a while. Once in their lifetime. Who wouldn't want a little piece of Jesus? So, my friend's mom, after church, whatever, she's like, so, you're Catholic? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, were you baptized? And I was like, yeah, I was baptized, of course. My friend's mom asked my mom's like, no, she wasn't baptized. And I thought that a picture of me in a Jesus Christmas play was me getting baptized. So my whole childhood, I thought I was Catholic. And apparently...
She was just in a nativity play.
And so they... Yeah, they weren't very happy that I took Jesus' body. Whatever. His blood.
The whole thing with, like, Jesus is he always forgives you.
He does. He understands why I would want a little taste. She just made a jerking off motion. She's going straight to hell.
Oh, that's set in stone a long time ago. Okay.
All right.
The social medias.
Yes.
I found this little quiz. Oh, guess what I... Close. Oh, no, I didn't. I thought I closed the quiz to look up Vajazzle. But don't you worry.
Oh, don't you worry.
Okay. On what platform was the hashtag born?
Twitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The number symbol, often called a hashtag, is used to mark keywords. Oh, I was just describing
She was about to give you guys a history lesson on the hashtag.
Do you ever use hashtags?
Like on my art stuff or if I'm joking?
Yeah.
Like if I'm like, hashtag.
Have you ever had a
chicken
Twitter?
Chicken wang. Or something. I do have a Twitter, but it's just like a creep Twitter, like just so I can creep around on there. But I never post anything on there.
I have a Twitter, and I've had it since high school, like mm-hmm. when it first started getting popular. And I used to post the most ridiculous bullshit. Like, I can hear birds chirping.
I just took my morning dump.
And then one time, because Taylor Swift, in her first album, if you... look through the little, like, the CD, the booklet, all of the song lyrics had random, like, letters capitalized.
Okay.
And they each spelled out something. And so, I thought this was brilliant, genius, artistic genius right there. Like, who would ever think of such a thing, like a secret message inside of a song lyric? What? And so, I tweeted once. Like, I love the blah, 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 sound of blah, blah, something like that. But I capitalized letters, so it said, I love Todd. Because that was my high school boyfriend. And I thought it was, like, the most genius tweet in the whole history of the world.
I bet no one picked up on that.
Oh, nope. It's very obvious.
I want to know what the context of the message was, too. Were you just like... I heard birds chirping, but then in it, it's like, I love Todd.
Probably some bullshit like that.
You're like, what has I love Todd?
I need a word with an O.
Toad.
Toad. It's got like T-O-D. And then
three for one doom. Special. Okay. I was such a fucking embarrassing person on social media. Like, if I could hack into my MySpace and stuff. And... I just feel like the language that I thought was cool also back then, I was probably just like, hey, everybody, typing it all weird and like an S as like the dollar sign or something, like, but oh. I also like having emo hair at the same time. I don't know. It's a rough time. It was a rough time in the...
Fun fact about Samantha.
Ooh.
Never had a MySpace or an AIM account.
Honestly, I think MySpace was the sickest thing. Because, like, you could put songs on there, the level of personalization. It was, you had to be, like, a coder to fucking make your MySpace radical.
I never had one. And I remember in middle school, beginning of high school, people would always talk about MySpace. And then I saw so many bitches get in little fights because they switched up their top eight.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, I know I'm not going to be in anyone's top eight, so I'm just not going to put myself through that.
And then, like, if one friend went down on the list, you just move them down. It was very much of an upfront thing. You could just tell people how you felt right there.
It was also, like, almost the birth of being passive-aggressive on social media.
Absolutely. Yeah, the amount of fights. Oh. Oh, I saw who was in your comment section.
Mm-hmm. Boy. I know you're talking to that other bitch. I hate her.
So I just remembered. Do you remember those little... I don't know how to describe them other than, like, they were almost, like, Los Angeles-y style lowrider I don't
know. Was it like from, no?
Okay, anyway, do you remember...
That you'd send on the computer?
This is a very bad description. Do you remember those little characters people would make? And, like, you could dress them up and,
Yes.
God, I don't know, like, what they were called or anything, but, like, you could put, like, angel wings. I think there was, like, a shirt that said angel on it.
They were the Bitmoji of the MySpace era.
Yeah, it was. And, like, I don't know what the fuck these are called, but, like, let us know if you remember this shit, because that was classic.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call those.
I don't know. I did have an MSN account, like the instant messaging, yes. The IM account. I don't remember what it was called.
Would you pop on, like, after school? Oh, like, totally. Be like, hey, what's
up? And then I'd always make my little status or whatever, like a song lyric that I thought really spoke to me that day. Or if a guy liked me, I would
make capitalize the letters in your status.
I would creep status, find out what his favorite song was, and put a lyric.
And they're like, oh, you like that song?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's my favorite song.
Totally. And I'm, like, playing it on repeat so I can learn all the lyrics. I'm like, okay, iPod mini, don't fail me now. Like,
Fall Out Boy? Yeah, love him. So what is your favorite social media platform?
Instagram.
Yeah, that's for sure my favorite, obviously, because that's the only... That and Tumblr, that's all I have. I'm obviously very visual.
Well, I don't like Twitter because I feel like it's hard for people to see your Twitter.
Yeah.
I just don't think that anything good happens on Twitter, except for if you are complaining about a company's service.
And you're like, at...
Yeah, and then they'll get back to you immediately. It's the best way to complain about anything. And then Instagram, I think, is just fun.
Yeah,
it's visual. Instagram, you can do fun. And then it also, my favorite used to be Snapchat.
Yeah.
But since Instagram has the stories, Instagram basically has Snapchat in it, so now there's no need for Snapchat. Over.
Except, I will say, Instagram has, like, the rip-off versions of...
The filters?
Yeah, Snapchat's filters. Because Instagram has shit filters.
Yeah, that's why I still have a Snapchat. I'll record something on Snapchat and then upload it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It also has way better sound quality. If you record anything on Instagram in the stories, it sounds like you're underwater.
Instagram, at Instagram right now, fix this shit.
I've done that 4 times, and they haven't given me an explanation.
Hop on your Twitter, at them.
I did that.
She's really coming for Instagram. She's like, she needs this audio situation fixed and fast.
Yeah, because I'm funny, and then when I get drunk, I'll Snapchat it and then save it to my camera roll and then upload it. But there's been many a time when I've accidentally uploaded the same thing like 2 or 3 times.
Make it more fluid.
Yeah.
RM.
Okay, let's see. The next question.
Yes.
What percentage of American adults use social networking sites?
Oh my god. 90. 85. No. In the world?
American.
Oh, American. 85%.
I'm going to say 90.
Okay.
That's probably really wrong. Oh, we were 65.
Oh.
Oof. Drink. All right. I don't think I know this one. Which social media platform doesn't allow you to send direct messages?
Twitter? No, because you can at people, right?
And but you can send them a direct message.
I have no idea.
Oh. None.
Oh. Yeah.
That was a stupid question.
That was a trick question.
Okay. So what's your fave?
My favorite's definitely Instagram. I think it's just, like, you don't have to put much thought into seeing things. Like, it's just very mindless.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is what you go on social media for, is to just, like, mentally check out and check into other people's lives and then feel like fucking shit about yourself. Just kidding.
Hashtag FOMO. I think... I always want to say that Facebook is the worst. Like, I hate Facebook. It is the worst. But if I didn't have a Facebook, I wouldn't have been able to read a hilarious status. And I feel like people on Facebook are more... They control who can be on their Facebook more.
Yeah.
Whereas Instagram, a lot of people are just like, yeah, followers. Mm-hmm. That's what matters. On Facebook, it doesn't matter, so it's more regulated in who sees it.
Yeah.
And so people feel more comfortable making a total fucking ass of themselves.
That is so true.
And so I kind of like that aspect of it. But then I also hate how political Facebook
is. I was going to say, Facebook is like opinion central.
If you just feel the urge to get in a fight with some random person on the internet, it's Facebook.
Go hard. Go hard on Facebook. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Facebook's my least favorite. It's also just, I don't know, it's not visually appeasing to me.
No.
And I guess that's same with Twitter, is like, that's the number one thing I feel like I look for in a social media platform, is that it's visually pleasing.
Yeah, and like user-friendly.
Yeah, and like Facebook hasn't updated their look since
since the birth of Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook haunts me with its on this day, like, the memories feature, because...
Does it automatically post it to your page?
No, it doesn't post it. Oh, you just get a notifications and you can see it.
Oh, okay.
And then you can choose to post them if you want to. I posted a status probably in 09 that just said... Because it was when it would say your name and then you'd just continue.
Uh-huh.
And so it said, Samantha Copes is feeling really Carrie Bradshaw today.
What that day... made you feel like Carrie Bradshaw?
I don't know.
Were you just like...
I don't know. Nothing about me is a Carrie, okay? I'm not a writer. I'm not the romantic that would fall for Mr. Big.
And you're a Samantha.
I'm not, yeah, I'm not like going shopping for Manolo Blahniks every day. I'm not an idiot and buying Manolo Blahniks instead of paying my rent. And it's just... I don't fucking know. Like, was I wearing a frilly skirt?
Was your hair really curly?
No. I have no fucking clue. But apparently that day I felt very Carrie Bradshaw. So maybe I wrote a poem or something.
That post is almost as vague as the one that you read from that son of a gun earlier.
Son of a gun.
Okay, I want to know, what can you just not... stand that people do?
Oh, there's so many things.
I know.
I don't know. I know. I follow this influencer.
Okay.
And I actually know her in person.
Okay.
And she's really cool in person, but social media is fake.
Yeah.
Everything about it. Actually, my waxer just told me that she, one of her sister-in-laws is an influencer. And she will throw, like, fake birthday parties, fake anniversaries, all, like, her whole life on social media is fake, because these companies will come forward and be like, we have birthday streamers that we want to advertise or something. So they just throw a fucking fake birthday party. They have fake anniversaries. They have, like, all, they go on, they go on vacations, and they say it's for this, but really it's just for the gram. And so it's just insane. So anyway, this girl that, this really bugged me. She's really fit. Like, she has a great body. Mm-hmm. She literally, like, lives at the gym. She didn't work out for 2 weeks. And she posted a video on Facebook that said, and it's her, like, flexing and posing. Mm-hmm. And it said, it's true, if you don't work out and eat tacos for 2 weeks, you get a bit fluffier. It made me want to fucking die, okay? She, fluffy, like, there's nothing about her that was fluffy.
That pisses me off. Like, when people, like, throw a dig at themselves, like, on social media, so people will be like, oh my god, no way, you're so fit, your goals, you're... It's just like, okay, like, let's not do that. Just throw it out there. I want you to compliment me. I'm feeling kind of fluffy. Am I fluffy? Tell me I'm not.
Compliment me!
That's what some posts scream, is like, I need a compliment.
Really,
like,
though?
Why don't you just say, like, compliment me, please? I'm feeling down.
And it just bugs me. And then there's this other girl that I follow that was on MTV's Are You the One a few seasons back. And now she poses nude in literally every single photo.
Cool.
And just has, like, she always puts alien emojis over her nipples.
Oh.
Julia Rose. I mean, she does it. And she was on Are You the One? I know her in person. So look her up so you can know what I'm talking about. She's gorgeous. She has a great body. But she literally poses nude all the time. The other day, she posted a video on her page, not even on her story, just on her page, of her in the bathtub holding a pizza box, eating a piece of pizza. And the caption was, I love pizza. Like, what?
I love pizza. This post is all about the pizza.
Like, I just, things like that bug me so bad.
Yeah, that gets me. That gets me.
This is my theory. I will post one nude picture in my entire life. Yes. And it will be a nude picture that I took when I was looking fit and fine. And then I'll post it when I'm on my deathbed at probably 65 years old, knowing my lifestyle.
It's just posted up at your funeral everywhere. They're like, what is this picture?
That in my wax figure.
That everyone can take pictures with, by the way. This is going to be a photo booth with a wax picture of Samantha while she's in the casket, but you can still take pics with her.
Oh, bitch, I'm not going to be in a casket. I'm going to be in a gorgeous little vase.
Like in a vase. In a vase.
Yeah.
But my question is, who gets the privilege of keeping that wax figure?
Highest bidder.
Really? That's... Come on.
Whoever wants it. Everyone can take a little piece.
What piece of you do I want? Definitely the head, obviously.
Definitely.
The whole thing.
You just carry around my wax head everywhere.
Like, hello, this is my friend. She's no longer with us, but...
She's still kind of with
she
us.
She is.
Oh my god, okay.
Oh god. Also, I was like... There's been all these posts that... People are like, I don't know if it's for likes or what, but it's like, they're like, the algorithm is messed up. Like this post so I know that you can see it. And I'm like,
There's one of those happens at least 5 times a year.
That's not, like, I see people's posts. I see too much of people's posts, in fact.
Oh my god, tell us something that you hate on Instagram that you recently just saw.
I went to social media, and I regret it, because I actually contemplated deleting my Instagram. I thought that day I would delete it, because there's nothing that triggers me more than seeing somebody post a singing video. Because I have never seen a singing video from anyone that I know that I wasn't embarrassed by.
The only people that should post singing videos are actual singers, like Lana Del Rey, Adele,
go ahead.
Britney Spears, Halsey,
whatever, whoever, go ahead, but I don't...
Also, I love when people post the singing videos, and they might even be a subpar singer.
Yeah, and okay.
Like, they might be okay, but they take it so goddamn serious. They act like they're performing They act like they're performing at the Grammys.
I can't fucking do it.
No.
Literally, this close to deleting my Instagram. This close.
I told her she's not allowed, though.
Yeah, so I'm not. Don't worry, everyone. All of my 100 followers, you don't worry. The algorithm's messed up, so double tap, please.
You have like 180, right?
Yeah, I'm about 180. Ooh, when I break that 200 mark, woo!
It's going down.
It's going down in the DMs.
I told Valerie that if I ever got up to 5,000 Instagram followers, I would live, do an Instagram live of me getting my Brazilian wax.
Why don't you get a vajazzle?
Get a vajazzle.
That is so anticlimactic. You must do a vajazzle if you get to 5,000.
Okay, if I get to 5,000, I'll get a vajazzle.
Me and Samantha, we were looking at vajazzling, and there's a DIY vajazzler kit. And just what kind of glue are they using for this vajazzler
kit? Keep in mind, we're not saying bedazzle. We're saying vajazzle.
Vajazzle.
Which is literally sticking, like, Swarovski crystals on your shaved pubic mound.
Like pubic mound?
Can you imagine, though? Like... If you got a vajazzle, and then you go to hook up with Preston, what would he do or say? He'd probably be like, what?
I don't know if he would be impressed by the amount of effort. Or he'd probably be like, what in the fuck's going on? I don't understand.
But that's like your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Long ass time. Can you imagine... Like, going out with someone, dating, like, a new person, the first time you have sex with them, they yank off your panties, and they just see a fucking disco ball above your vagina.
I feel like most people wouldn't know what to do with that. They're probably just like, ah!
I kind of want to test it out.
Can you please? Happens. But also, what happens when your vajazzle starts going south and little crystals start falling off?
Like, at one point it was a heart, and yeah. Then now it's just, like...
But now it's just, like, a weird widow's peak of crystals.
It's like an arrow, like, that's our
there you go! Lit up and everything.
You, like, get a special light that shines right on it, so there's just all those little crystally things around the room, like a disco ball. You're like, I'm just setting the mood, baby.
Just put a spotlight straight on it. My vagina is about to do a performance for you.
Oh, no. But I remember when vajazzles
were... It was a thing.
It was a thing. Yeah. In, like, 2011, 2012, mm-hmm. because Jennifer Love Hewitt, I remember,
oh.
talked about it on that one show, the George something show. George Lopez, yeah. Uh-huh. And she talked about it, and I just remember I watched that clip of that interview, and he looked horrified. And Jennifer Love Hewitt, of The Ghost Whisperer, is what she was on at the time. She was literally there to promote the fucking Ghost Whisperer, and starts talking about her fucking vajazzle. Like, no wonder she was single for so long. She's weird. And not in, like, a good freak weird. Like, just fucking weird.
No love for the jazz.
I fucking loved that show, though.
Ghost Whisperer. Yeah, Preston had a crush on her from
Crush on her.
I never watched it, so I never had an opportunity. But now that I heard she has a vajazzle, I'm so turned on. I need to know more.
I want to tweet at her and ask her if she's kept up on the vajazzle.
She'll probably respond and say, hell yeah, girl.
She has, like, a kid now and stuff, though. But if you watch The Ghost Whisperer, the best part, if you binge it one season, like, I've never seen anyone's weight fluctuate more. One season, she'll be, like, really big, and then the next season, it looks like she just, like, did a whole bunch of coke. And then the next season, she gets pretty, like, normal-sized, and then she gets bigger, and then she gets little, and then she gets medium-sized, and then she gets super small again.
Wow.
And it's literally every single episode, she's a different weight, and it's just kind of like, I obviously, she's gorgeous at any weight, but I have never in my life seen someone's body weight fluctuate as much as frequently as hers in that show.
She must have been stressed as hell.
And then she Ghost Whisperer really takes it out of you.
Yeah, I mean, when ghosts are like,
you know, it was a scripted show, right?
No, she had real ghosts talking to her. I thought I was a Catholic. I thought Jennifer Love Hewitt actually could talk to ghosts. Who am I? I don't even know anymore. Oh, I thought going into this, I knew. Now, not so much.
And then after Ghost Whisperer ended, she starred in that show, The Client List.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that show on Lifetime?
I heard about it. Where she watched it.
She worked at a massage parlor that gave happy endings. And she got, like, Louboutins and shit.
Oh.
And God, that was such a funny show that wasn't supposed to be funny.
She definitely kept on her vagina.
Guess who's in that show, though?
Who?
Lorelai of Vanderpump Rules. Jax's ex-girlfriend from, like, one of the first seasons.
What the hell?
She's in that show with her, like, squeaky-ass voice.
Is she one of the happy enders?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
So she basically just played herself.
Oof! Shots fired.
Okay.
Oh, Samantha had a little endeavor.
I did?
That she wanted to embark on, and that is to help people.
Oh, okay.
Across the globe.
I'm not going to read these messages because they're really, really long. This person reached out to me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty funny. His name is McLean. His Instagram has one follower and four posts.
Oh.
And so I was like,
who is this
man? Immediately. Catfish or someone in a relationship with a big cat. He writes me, like, hey, saw you on Tinder, blah, 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 what's your favorite food? First message, what's my favorite food,
He
right?
knows that you like snacks. This is creepy.
And so I called him out. I asked him if he was a catfish or if he was someone in a relationship because of mm-hmm. his social media presence. And he said his Instagram was hacked, blah, 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 blah. And then he starts talking about just random bullshit. It's just like this boring conversation. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, do you like to hunt?
Do I look like I like to hunt,
sir? And I go, no, I hate guns. And he was like, oh, well, I really put my foot in my mouth that time, didn't I? Do you have any advice for me, like, what to do to, like, on Tinder to make this stuff not happen again?
Uh-huh.
And I go, yeah, absolutely, I can help you. 100%. Don't reach out to a girl on Instagram without first talking to her on Tinder.
Yes.
Give yourself a social media presence. Okay. If you're on Tinder, you need at least 4 photos. Mm-hmm. You can't be wearing sunglasses, all of them. You have to have at least one that's just you. You have to have a full body shot and one that shows what you like to do. And then your bio has to say something that you like to do and be maybe a little clever.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do talk to a girl, don't say, hey, what's your favorite food?
How is that an opener? And also, don't go straight for a sensitive subject to where, like, hey, do you like hunting? Hey, what's your religion? Do you like Donald Trump? Do you, like, let's calm down. Let's relax.
Yeah.
But this endeavor gave you an idea. This
conversation.
Message.
I think that I want to start a little side hustle mm-hmm. where I can help guys with their Tinder.
Well, and
their Bumble and Instagram messages and just, you know.
Talking to girls and just
what
not
to
being
do.
A fucking a-hole.
Like, if you want to be a fuckboy and you just want to, like, up your body count with the amount of girls that you're sleeping with, that's, you know, you do you.
It's your
whatever.
Go ahead.
And We're not going to change them, basically. They're too stupid. They have lizard brains. And so, if you want to be hooking up with people, the way to do it isn't by sending a dick pic and saying, hey, let me see those tits. You know? Like, you have to have a little bit of charm. Like, be a fuckboy, but do it with a nice mask on.
Do it nice.
And now I'm thinking that maybe I should not do this because I do not want to enable fuckboys even more.
You're going to give them real life advice. So basically, she's going to be the new Will Smith
from Hitch.
From Hitch, and I will be her counterpart, Kevin James.
But then this dude.
That's a great endeavor, I think.
This dude, okay. So after I give him all this advice, he keeps talking to me, and I'm just like, cool, whatever. I'm bored. I can send mm-hmm. messages. He goes, well, you probably haven't seen me on Tinder because I live in. Somewhere in the middle of nowhere, Utah. And he's like, and I have to set my radius to 100 miles to even see girls that I don't already know. And I was like, that sucks. Why do you live there? He goes, oh, I have a really good job here. Blah, 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 whatever. Just don't talk to him. He's like, so whereabouts are you? Are you in Salt Lake City or where? And I was like, I'm in Murray, which is like outside of Salt Lake. He goes, oh, Murray, I've never heard of that. And I go, yeah, I wouldn't expect you to if you live that far away. Mm-hmm. It's just like 10 minutes away from downtown. Yeah. And he's like, that was sarcastic. I was being sarcastic. I've heard of Murray. Like, who hasn't heard of Murray? And I was like, most people have not heard of Murray. Like, if you go out of town and you're like, I live in Murray, Utah, no one's going to know where that is.
And also, first, that's not something you would think someone would be joking about, because that's not.
It's not like I said, oh, I'm from London. And they're like, oh, I've never heard of that
before. Like, it didn't really land.
At all.
And
then he asked, what do you like to do? We're done. We're done, McLean. We are done. This other dude adds me on Snapchat.
What the hell?
Starts talking to me, and I go, his name was Dan, and I know a lot of Dan, so I just was like, oh, maybe it's someone I know. And I was like, oh, hey, do I know you? And he's like, no, found you on Twitter, searched your name, got lucky, and you are here. Because I have the same name on every single social media platform.
Dear.
And so I was like, oh. And he just keeps talking to me, and I don't answer. And he just goes, hey, no answer. Samantha, no answer. Sad face, no answer. And so I finally respond, and I go, dude, chill. I don't even know what you look like, and I don't know who you are. And so he sends me this picture. It's of half of his face, like, with his eyes closed and sleeping, basically.
What?
And he's not wearing a shirt. And so I screenshotted it, and he was like, oh, what, a screenshot? Yeah, that's what it is. It's literally half of his face laying in bed, sleeping, with the eyes closed. And he
Why
was
do
like,
boys take the weirdest pictures, also, by the way? Like, when they send you, like, a selfie, it's, like, the worst, unflattering, weird. You're like, what?
Because they're dumb.
Like, what about this?
And, yeah.
It tells me anything.
So I go, I screenshot it, and he was like, what? Why'd you screenshot that? And I go, are you kidding me? I was like, that is the worst picture ever to show someone what you look like. And I had to screenshot it so I could tell my friends about it. Like, I fully just said that. And he was like, oh, haha, well, the flash is really bright and, like, I'm laying down, so.
Because you can't get up and turn on the fucking light switch.
And I was like, you don't have any pictures of yourself saved in your
phone?
Yeah,
for real.
And he was like, no. And he's like, let's video chat, though, so you can know what I look like. And I just said, no. And then he blocked me. There was also a guy on Tinder that had the most Facetune pictures, more than that guy with the kids that
one time. Oh my god.
And so I purposely matched with him, and I sent him a message, and I just go, holy fucking Facetune, Kevin. Settle down on the retouches. Let me help you. And he blocked me.
But you're giving valid tips, though. I know. That's the whole deal.
But see, it kind of freaks me out because I've been watching Dirty John, mm-hmm. which was also a podcast, obviously a great one, and now is a show on Bravo with Connie Britton and Eric Bana. Not an ad. And then watching You with Dan Humphrey mm-hmm. from Gossip Girl, and both of them really freak me out because you can find so much about anyone on their social medias.
Oh my gosh,
and then
yeah.
all of my shit is public because I want more followers, mm-hmm. except for my Facebook. And it just kind of creeps me out because then I think I'll find a guy that I like or think is mm-hmm. cute. Maybe I don't even know them. I'm just scrolling through. They're tagged in something. I'll click on their profile. Within minutes, I can find out, like, their mom's page, their sister's page, their sister's dog's Instagram. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Their ex-girlfriend, all about it. Sometimes, if you're lucky, you can find out why they broke up, mm-hmm. when they broke up, how they broke up, where they were when it happened. You can find out so much shit.
It's so creepy. Well, and not only that, you can go even further and, like, if someone was super creepy, they could, like, IP track you.
Yeah.
Or something.
Well, that's what creeps me out on Snapchat is mm-hmm. your little Bitmoji location.
Yeah.
It shows where you are, like, to a fucking T.
Yeah, that's not...
My location is shared with you
mm-hmm.
and my next door neighbor and my cousin because...
Yeah.
There were different times when I was like, well, maybe, like, I'm in Montana visiting mm-hmm. Shannon, maybe she'll need to know where I am yeah. or something. And so it's shared with three people. That's it. I do not understand the people that just have their location on all the time.
Well,
are you asking for a stalker?
Really? Why do you need people to know where you are at all the time?
I don't know.
It's very, very strange. That's the thing about social media.
It really
It's really
you
freaky.
Out. You know what else I think about a lot that creeps me out, well, I have been for the past couple of days, is you could have a stalker and have no
yeah,
idea.
And you wouldn't even know. Right?
Like, in the show You, Dan Humphrey, that's obviously not yeah. his name in the show, but Dan is totally stalking this girl, and then is, like, dating, like, gets her to go on a date with him or whatever, and it's all about that. But so she's dating this dude that she has no idea is also stalking her and, like, in her Instagram, in her emails, in her text messages, everything. Like, she has no fucking clue.
Oh, my God. That makes me so creeped out. Ah, I don't like that.
Right? And that's the thing is you don't know how many people are like that. Because you, in the show, when he's with her, he seems totally fucking normal.
Well, and also just say, like, I don't know, your profile's on public. Somebody follows you. You don't know. Whatever. You don't think about it. And that happens.
Yeah.
Or, Christ, that's so fucking scary.
And then people always post things that I know I have when you're on vacation.
Yeah.
And it's clear that you're in New York or Chicago or the Bahamas or whatever mm-hmm. the fuck. So you're literally telling everyone that your house is empty.
Yeah. Yep.
They don't know if you have a house sitter or not. Like, you're literally telling everyone, hey, I'm out of town.
I'm gone.
It creeps me out. And then if there's some people that post a new picture every single day, And so if you are really creepy, you could totally just show up to that place easily without even having to track them or follow them there. You could just be like, oh, that person's at this bar downtown. I'm just going to show up like I did last night. That was a little
different. Yeah, yeah. I walked. Whoa, stalker. Blocking you from everything.
But, yeah, so I don't know. It kind of creeps me out.
That creeps me out so bad. I can't.
I just can't. And then, oh my god. It's so much worse now than it ever was.
I know.
Like, because back in the day, there was, like, MySpace, friend or foe.
Hot or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's...
And they were very much more innocent and also more aggressive.
Also very much more straightforward. Hot or not? Nope. Nah.
Nah. Speaking of hot or not, when do you think hot or not was the most popular?
2006?
Six, seven.
Yeah.
Cut to 2011.
I did not know that it was still a thing in 2011.
Me neither. So, my best friend in college.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so maybe it was 2010. I think it was first semester. We get in this friend group, and it was just a bunch of girls.
Uh-huh.
And we got really sick of this one girl, like, thinking she was so goddamn hot when she was... Like, she just had, like, that entitled sense
to her. Yeah, she was just an asshole about it.
When she really shouldn't have been. Mm-hmm. So we put everyone's photos up on Hot or Not. Everyone in the friend group on Hot or Not and monitored it every day. We didn't tell anyone else about it except for me and her. And we just, like, would be like, haha, we knew it. And we'd keep, like, this who's winning sort of thing. It was the stupidest goddamn shit I've ever done. We kept up with it for, like, a week. And then we were like, why did we do this? Why did we put everyone's photos up on Hot or Not? And so then we deleted it because we literally, there was no point.
Yeah.
We didn't tell anyone it was up there. We didn't, like, do it maliciously. We were just like, we want to see
what other people see. We just want to see if we're hot or not. And then it was like, hot, 100%. And they're like, wow, this is so boring.
No, really,
but for real, though.
Everyone had like 98%
hot. Yeah, you're like, wow, all right. Guess we're hot.
All of us. Even the girl that we know isn't. Should I start at the beginning of this diary?
Welcome to Samantha's Diary. Welcome to Samantha's Diary. It is so embarrassing. Welcome to
Samantha's Diary. We should do a jingle for it, but it needs to be a lot like sadder than that.
Welcome
to Samantha's Diary.
Samantha's sad diary.
It's so fucking
We're gonna start stupid. Reading excerpts from our diary.
Yes.
So we're kicking it off real time, real good.
With Maggie couldn't find a diary to bring today, so she'll just have to do that later. What the fuck?
Oh. What is it?
This is a random page. This isn't even part of the diary. It's not dated, so I don't know.
When?
I don't know when this was. Probably around 2011. Last night I got really pissed off at Matthew. That's my brother. And my parents didn't back me up and just got mad at me instead. So I got even more angry.
Wow.
Okay, let's start.
Read us some gold.
Should we just start with the first page?
Yes. Start at the beginning.
So this is February 1st, 2011.
Oh my gosh, it's almost time.
Well, I do believe I finally figured myself out in 2011. Oh,
she knew.
2011 Samantha was way more progressive than 2019 Samantha. Okay, I do believe I finally figured myself out. I don't trust anyone. I don't rely on anyone, and I always expect the worst from people, even if I have no reason to. I mean, I trust some people with my secrets, wishes, and fears, but if they tell me they'll do something or if they make a promise of any kind, I tell myself over and over again that it will never happen.
This is very sad.
I automatically convince myself that they're lying. That way, if they actually come through, I'm pleasantly surprised. But if they don't, it doesn't matter because I didn't expect it in the first place. Wow, this is really sad. I secretly hope that one day I'll change. But I also don't want to get hurt. I'm just scared. I'm scared, and I'm hiding behind walls of distrust. I've obviously been listening to a lot of Taylor Swift. I feel as if every time I've trusted, I've been let down. Wow. Okay. Well, thank God. Thank God I'm like this, because I would have gotten hurt a lot more if I hadn't. Just a brief thought.
Just a brief thought. A whole page long.
That one was really sad. Yeah. Oh. The other ones are a lot more fun and angry. That one was, like, very emo broody.
So there you go.
And then, Diary. So that happened in February 1st, 2011. My next, what is it called? Input?
Yeah.
Whatever. My next entry.
Entry.
Wasn't until April.
Oh, wow.
I guess I was just really sad and distrusting for 2 whole months.
Even to the diary.
Even to the diary. Oh, this one says, I'm so bored of people being so modern day cliche.
You want to go back to the olden times? She loved the old cliche more than modern day cliche.
What is that? That doesn't even make any... That's an oxymoron.
I wish I could go into your brain and just... I want to know what the modern day cliche is.
I don't know. I forgot I had a friend named Glenn.
You go, Glenn Coco.
Yeah. Oh. Summer blows. Utah sucks.
Samantha's diary. Yeah.
Next week, we'll be back.
Next week, you'll be even more depressed.
I was full of angst and hate in 2011. Mentioned in past... Oh, oops, sorry.
It's okay.
My boyfriend mentioned in passing, like, once or twice that he was engaged before and that his fiancée left him. Shout out to Camille.
Good job, girl.
Of course, I've been dead curious about it. Okay, guys. Well, okay. That was fun.
Yeah, next that was a good week, time.
It will be Samantha and Maddie's diary.
Stay tuned. All right, well, this circus act is over.
Bye.
Wait! Follow us!
Please go to iTunes, subscribe, rate us 5 stars, mm-hmm. Throw a little comment in there. If you didn't like it, pretend you didn't hear it. We don't want to hear your fucking hate, okay? But on Instagram, we do want to hear your hate. Follow us, comment, like, dislike, send us a fucking goddamn message, okay?
Slide in. Fuck us up emotionally. We're here for it. We're ready, 2019.
I'm not as damaged as I was in 2011, and so I need to get back there.
You can damage us, but because we are hidden behind walls of distrust and...
social media.
It's fine.
So you can find the podcast at Socially Drinking on Facebook and Instagram. We do have a Facebook group, so all of our drinkers can come together. And... it's also on Instagram as Socially Drinking and Twitter as Socially Drink. I actually try to post on Twitter more than on my personal account. But my personal account is Samantha Cobes, K-O-B-S, on literally everything. Maggie, where can they
Snapchat,
find
you? Stalker.
Yeah, stalk me. I need a new experience. One every day, guys. So one stalker, please.
Per day. You can find me at I Had to Say Hi on Instagram. Hit your girl up. Hit your girls up.
So this is us. We were coming to ya from Murray, Utah.
Live.
And now we're leaving you in Murray, Utah.
Your heart has been left in Murray, Utah. Okay.
Ohio! Bye. Okay, bye.